I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Okay, Thursday afternoon, and my prophecy came true. I told you this week was going to fly by. It's going to be the weekend before you know it. We're on the threshold of Free For All Friday. And this storm has really turned out to be a shoo-shoo for the city of New Orleans. And I know we've still got a chance of rain tomorrow, and still some scattered showers could be heavy this afternoon and tonight. But it looks like it's going to be just a nothing storm for us. Now, to the south of us and to the west of us, it looks like it's going to be a storm with a lot of heavy rain toward Lafayette and Lake Charles and the Sabine River. I'm looking out of my window again at the Carnival cruise ship that is going to pull out of port in about an hour from now, leave about 4:30. They'll be in the Gulf of Mexico about 1 a.m. And they're going to know that they're in the Gulf of Mexico, because I'm assuming that even though most of this stuff has passed, when that ship gets out into the Gulf of Mexico, they're going to be rocking and rolling a little bit, I would think. And I mentioned that I've been on only one cruise, and it was really smooth. I mean, one night it got just a little bit rocky, and I thought that was kind of cool. I mean, I would like to be on a – I'd like – the ideal situation for me would to be on a ship on a cruise and to feel the ocean or the Gulf. Is it okay if I still say Gulf of Mexico? Yeah, I'm going to still say it.
I've heard it either way. Gulf of America, Gulf of Mexico, Gulf of Coleman.
Do you actually hear people say Gulf of America?
Yeah, Scoot. I mean, that's Scoot. Newell, right before your show, he says he goes to the Gulf of America and fishes. He's been to the Gulf. So he says Gulf of America very prominent. And what's funny is every time he does it, somebody gets upset. It's been the Gulf of Mexico for 500 years. And then he starts cursing Newell out for calling it. Oh, Don Dubuque also calls it the Gulf of America when he does his fishing show on a weekend.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Yeah. I'm not surprised that those two have decided to call it the Gulf of America. And that's okay. I mean, they have a right to do that. But I'm going to call it the Gulf of Mexico because, I mean, that's what I grew up with, and there was really no need to change it. It was just an ego trip for Donald Trump to change it. But, you know, we're free to call it what we want. It's the Gulf of Mexico to me. But, I mean, really, if you think about it, most of us never say Gulf of Mexico. We just say the Gulf. We're going to the Gulf beaches. We're you know, oh, man, did you go swimming in the Gulf? I mean, most of us don't say Gulf of Mexico. So some are now saying Gulf of America, I guess, to bring home that idea that it is the Gulf of America. But I think in the 1500s, it was originally named Gulf of Mexico. And there are conflicting reports as to who shares more beachfront, more waterfront with the Gulf, the United States or Mexico. I looked at three reports. The last time I looked at three reports. One of the reports had America having a more of a coastline with the Gulf. Two other reports had Mexico with more of a Gulf Coast line.
So, Scoot, are you one of those guys that get hung up on semantics? Like, if you were to say Gulf of America, Gulf of Mexico, or like I've been to some gun ranges, people get upset when you call a magazine a clip. Or if you call a cold drink soda, like, are you one of those guys?
No,
like,
no, I don't get upset
like,
about
it. I feel like if you know what I'm talking about, it shouldn't matter how I say it. If you understand what I'm trying to communicate to you, you know?
Absolutely. No, I don't get hung up on semantics. In fact, I get hung up when people get hung up on semantics with me. Well, no, that's not. Well, you know what I'm talking about. It's like, you know, I'm trying to think of another example of getting hung up on.
Yeah, like
semantics.
Last week, somebody said, it's not Iran, is Iran. Is that? But you know what we're talking about, whether you call it Iraq or Iran, you know what we're saying. So why get so upset about how you say it?
I don't know that either one of those is right or wrong, because I think they're both acceptable. You know, tomato, tomato, potato, potato. I think the other thing that, you know, you could technically argue that, well, gay, I mean, it means happy. I mean, like in the Flintstones song, when they say, have a gay old time. I mean, it doesn't mean that Fred and Barney are having relations with each other. You know, I mean, so, you know, gay, I mean, you know what we're talking about today. You understand what we mean today. I mean, much of, if not just about all of Black America is not actually Black. White America is not actually white. I mean, look at me. I'm not white. I mean, I'm kind of a peach color. Don't you think it's kind of, Coleman, don't you think this is kind of peach? Kind of a peach color? Kind of an off-white?
Yeah, I would say off-white.
I mean, I'm off-white.
Yeah.
I'm not white. Now, we shouldn't get all upset because we know what we're talking about.
Now, and, your legs, however, when you come in with the shorts.
My legs are a whole different story. I gotta find out where to get spray tan. I gotta find out where to get, but I don't want to go to the same people that Donald Trump goes to. I don't want that same spray tan. If there's a way to get a different one, I'll get a different one because he looks a little bit on the orange side to me. So, yeah, I do need to get some of that. Hey, you know, I enjoy. It was raining earlier downtown, and I was thinking about, you know, warning people about driving in the rain, and I'll do that again. You know, if you're driving in the rain and it's raining very heavily, be sure and drive carefully. Give yourself a lot of space between you and the car in front of you. And as you drive, assume that something might happen to the car in front of you. And if something can happen to the car in front of you and you've got enough distance to react, then that's a safe distance. But people ride like right up behind somebody. I mean, this is even when it's not raining. And they assume that nothing is going to happen in front of them. Well, something could happen in front of you. And you could be in a serious car accident. And if you hit somebody from behind, it's your fault. And you could also end up dead or paralyzed. So, you know, when I was thinking about telling people to drive safely, it occurred to me that I love driving in the rain. And I was talking last hour about, you know, finding my own solitude when I drive. I find my own solitude in my car. It's like, this is my car. I control my car. I control the windows. I control the car. I control the radio. I control everything in this car. This is my space. And as crazy as it gets out there, and when people start road raging, and when it just gets really tense out there in traffic, just take a deep breath and try to realize that you've got your own space in your car. And nobody can get to you. That's your space, and find solitude in your space in the car. And I think that's why I like when it's rainy, because I feel dry. Well, because I am dry. If it's raining, I'm dry in my car. I feel secure in the car, and I enjoy driving in the rain. Now, I don't enjoy driving in torrential rain, because that's white knuckle driving. I mean, you got to really be careful when there's just torrential rain out there. And I remind you, when there's torrential rain out there, you're not supposed to put on your hazard lights. It is against the law, number one. And number two, it's dangerous, because the hazard lights are supposed to indicate a car that is stopped or disabled. And if you're driving with the flow of traffic, somebody could come up and see it. There could be a situation where you're on the downside of an overpass and you've got your flashing lights on. Somebody could come up over that overpass and see the flashing lights and think you're stopped and slam on the brakes and cause a chain reaction accident. So that's one of the reasons why you're not supposed to do that. If it's so bad that you're not comfortable, instead of putting your hazard lights on, just get off the interstate or get on the side of the road. If you're on the side of the road, if you're on the shoulder, put your hazard lights on. But don't put your hazard lights on if you're driving with the flow of traffic. Just, you know, just a reminder. And, you know, people will still ignore the reminder. All right, can we do a couple of text messages? We've been really negligent with the text messages. I've been reading a lot of them, but we can't get to all of them on the air. We need to get back to doing some of those. So let's do some text messages.
Yeah, we have a few about your safe space and your moment of zen. This guy texts, "Well, Scoot, here in America, there's always some ignorant, narcissistic a-hole that wants to occupy what you consider to be your space. Welcome to the West."
Well, look, I get that. And, you know, we consider the space between us and the car in front of us. We consider that to be our space. You know, we created that space. And so when somebody comes into that space, we just get all frustrated. What are you doing? What are you doing? That was my space. No, it's not really your space. And if somebody gets there, well, then just, you know, slow down a little more and create more space between you and the car in front of you. And when that happens, I mean, just adjust to it. But, you know, we allow, and look, I'm guilty of it too. I'm human, and I'll be the first to tell you that, man, there are times that, you know, I am cursing up a storm. I'm cursing even more than President Trump curses when somebody, you know, does something that they shouldn't do while they're driving. But I just basically try to relax and try to realize, okay, this is my space in the car. Nobody can get here. I mean, nobody's going to get in my car if I don't want them to get in my car. But people do occupy the space, like, between me and the car in front of me. they might occupy that space by pulling into that space, but it's really not my space. That I just create. I just create more space.
All right. I love this. These streams of the Gulf of Mexico versus Gulf of America. This one says, everywhere but Trump land, it's the Gulf of Mexico. This one says, you just proved you're a leftist. It's the Gulf of America.
You For God's sake. You think that's what makes me, you think that's what makes somebody a leftist liberal? I think if you say Gulf of America, I think you're generally buying into being a Trump supporter, and that's okay. But you're not a leftist if you say Gulf of Mexico. And by the way, I'm not opposed to change. I embrace change. But I personally feel like this particular change is just, it's just manifested by Donald Trump's ego, and I don't feel like feeding his ego, so I'm going to call it Gulf of Mexico.
All right. I like how this guy looks at it. He says, it's the Gulf of America, not the Gulf of the United States of America. America can be considered South America, Central America, and North America because the Gulf does touch all of those Americas. I kind of like that because, you know.
Wait a minute. No, the Gulf doesn't touch South America.
But parts of it, like Central, because the Gulf of Mexico goes like to Central, like it touches North America, then touches parts of
Central America
where Mexico is. But maybe that's some parts of South America.
That's the Caribbean.
Yeah.
I think the Caribbean is what is south of, say, south of the Yucatan. You want to look that up and check that?
The texter is saying, you know.
Yeah, but then it would be the Gulf of Americas, not the Gulf of America. There's no doubt that Donald Trump is trying to claim the Gulf of Mexico as the Gulf of America, like he tried to claim Greenland, which that didn't go over so well, so he stopped talking about that. And then he tried to claim Canada. That didn't go over so well, so he stopped talking about that. So what Donald Trump does is he puts a lot of stuff out there, but he doesn't follow through on everything. And I think that it's fine if others want to refer to it as the Gulf of America, that's fine. They have the right to do that. But I'm going to refer to it as the Gulf of Mexico because that's what it's always been to me. But I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to go out of my way to say Gulf of Mexico. If I would ordinarily say, hey, yeah, I'm going to the Gulf Coast beaches, I'm not going to say I'm going to the Gulf of Mexico, Gulf Coast beaches. Or I'm not going to go out of my way and say, oh, yes, I swam in the Gulf of Mexico. No, we generally say, no, I swam in the Gulf. I was in the Gulf. Hey, what are the Gulf? The other day when I was asking what the Gulf water temperatures are, I didn't say what are the temperatures of the waters of the Gulf of Mexico. So, you know, we generally speak in abbreviated terms when we just refer to it as the Gulf.
Yeah, you were right. It seems to touch like the way Mexico comes up the Yucatan, and that's kind of where it stops at. So, it doesn't really touch
that's
the south.
That's the Caribbean, yeah.
But this Texas says, this is the last one I leave you with, technically, it should be called the Gulf of America-Texico.
Or of a Mexico. You know, call it what you want to call it. I'm going to call it the Gulf of Mexico, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I if you think that's the determining factor of what makes somebody a leftist, I mean, you're crazy. And I just, you know, it's interesting that that people are not responding. I don't think they're responding. There may have been some text that I have missed. But I listed a whole list of things that I am for that are part of conservative ideology. Liberals are not for welfare reform, not the way I am. Liberals are not for smaller government. Liberals are not for lower taxes. Liberals are not for requiring people to work if they're able-bodied. Liberals are not always for the Second Amendment and supporting the Second Amendment. I'm for every one of those things. I don't know how that makes me a left-wing liberal. I think it makes me a radical moderate. If you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1991, Lynyrd Skynyrd finally made it to Baton Rouge. On this day in 1991, 14 years after the deadly crash of Lynyrd Skynyrd's plane that was headed for Baton Rouge, the surviving members of Lynyrd Skynyrd reunited under the name Lynyrd Skynyrd 1991. And they returned to Baton Rouge to kick off their new tour. and shirts were sold for the event. Baton Rouge, after 14 years, we're finally here. And tickets sold for $10. That was the price in 1977. And they even honored the tickets that were sold in 1977. And some people, 14 years later, still had the original tickets, and they were honored at the door. But this is the day in 1991 Lynyrd Skynyrd finally made it to Baton Rouge. I'm Scoot, and this is WWE.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
WWL. All right, good afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us. Let's go to Thibodeau, and Hollywood wants to tell us about the weather in Thibodeau. I know down along the coast and in the Bayou territory, it's a little rougher there than it is in the city. Hollywood, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
Good. Tell me about the weather.
Well, this morning around 2:30, we had a big bolt of lightning struck. It shook my house, and my dog came right in our bed last night scared. I was scared, too, last night. And we have 4.5 inches of rain right now at 3:41. It's partly cloudy, like to my west. It's a little bit more darker. So that's the weather we experienced. Yeah. Since the little came across us. So,
are you getting rain right now?
No.
Okay.
Not yet. Yeah,
that's the way it goes with these storms.
I think we got another little round coming later on, do we?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I don't think it's finished. It's down around the coast, but you know your area, and especially over toward Lafayette and Lake Charles, they're going to get hit pretty heavy in a little while, I think. But listen, Hollywood, I appreciate the update, and yeah, you got hit a lot harder. The Bayou Parish has got hit harder than the city.
I just want to let you know that the Gulf of Mexico is my vote too. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Yeah. I didn't think we needed to really take a vote on it, but I appreciate your saying that. Look, for me, it's the Gulf of Mexico. But generally speaking, right. I mean, nobody goes out of their way to say the Gulf of anything other than it's just the Gulf. You know, man, the Gulf waters are warm. We went to Pensacola, and I went swimming in the Gulf. That's what we say. But there are people who will go out of their way now to say Gulf of America. If that's what they want to do, that's fine. That's okay. Right. But to me, it's the Gulf, Gulf of Mexico. Yeah.
Hey, later on down the road, if they got any more disturbances or hurricanes, which I hope we don't have, I'll just give you updates from the Tillamore area.
I appreciate that, Hollywood. I'm going to look for you to do that, okay?
Sir?
I said I'm going to look for you to do that for us.
Okay, I will do that. I know y'all need a pair of hours from the Thibodeau area.
No, that's great. All right, thanks, Hollywood. All right, Hollywood's our weather reporter down in Thibodeau. Let's go to Nashville. Bob, welcome to the show.
Hello, Scoot.
Hey, Bob.
I think you are correct. It is the Gulf of Mexico based on the amount of coastline by country. And Mexico has 1,743 miles of Gulf coastline. America has 1,700. Therefore,
it's really
the Gulf
close.
Of Mexico.
Yeah, it is really, really close. But, you know, people can choose to call it what they want to call it. Google Maps has changed it. Google Maps has changed it to the Gulf of America, which, you know, it surprised me. The president signed an executive order, but, you know, nobody has to abide by that. I guess in some cases you have to abide by an executive order. But in this situation, you can pretty much call it what you want to call it.
I mean, why don't we call it the Gulf of Cuba?
Well, yeah, because then kind of Cuba's over there also by the Caribbean. I mean, Cuba's partly in the Caribbean.
It's in the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah.
So is the Virgin Islands. So we can call it the Virgin Gulf. But
no, the Virgin Islands are in the Atlantic.
Not the the west side of them.
Yeah, the west side of them is in the Atlantic.
Oh, I said corrected. Hey,
yeah,
back to you were talking about my man Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah.
I had the opportunity
that's
a
band.
I had a couple of weeks ago. I was in Jacksonville, Florida, and went to the Van Zandt house where he was born.
Yeah.
It's a museum, and it's very, very cool. And I'm right down the street, give me two steps, mister.
Yeah.
He talks about the bar, the jug.
Yeah. That's
so I went in the jug and had a cold beer, and that's a really cool place. But if you're ever in Jacksonville, it's worth you know, half a day to go to his house and go to the jug and have lunch, whatever. Right. But it's pretty cool, especially if you're, you know, a free bird. Speaking of which, they came out with the official free bird YouTube video a couple weeks ago. And if you haven't seen it, you need to watch it. It is so well done. It's amazing. It's about an older guy in his garage that's fixing up his motorcycle. He hadn't ridden in years. And it's to the Freebird music, and it is the coolest video. You know, I've got it saved as a link in my my text box because it is so cool. It's
Bob, I'm gonna look that up, Bob.
Yeah, just I'm put official, check that out. Official Freebird video when you get to YouTube, okay. And I'll tell you, it's one to watch because you almost cry watching it, to be honest with you.
All right, Bob, I appreciate the call. Thanks for tuning in Nashville. All right, let's go to South Carolina. Melvin, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Cool. Good afternoon, and thank you so much for taking my call. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for tuning in.
Good. You're welcome. Hey, I wanted to make a quick comment. I'm in total agreement with you. I think we should refer to it as the Gulf of Mexico, which we've called it for decades. And I just have a rhetorical question, if you will. I wonder if President Obama or President Clinton or President Biden had used the same verbiage in their justification to rename it, what would Republicans call it?
You know.
Just
you know.
Wondering.
They would be calling it the Gulf of Mexico.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
So, thank you so much for taking the call, Scoot. I appreciate it.
Melvin, I appreciate you tuning in from South Carolina. Thanks for being part of the show.
So here's an interesting point.
Yeah.
Now, when I was in grade school, I'm quite sure when you were too, we had nine planets. Pluto was the ninth planet.
That was right.
And Neil deGrasse Tyson, for some reason, decided that Pluto was no longer a planet. So I see that kind of like the Gulf of America, Gulf of Mexico thing, like, can we accept that we now have eight planets? Because a part of me still wants to consider Pluto a planet. And being that Neil deGrasse Tyson isn't political, I'm quite sure most people are like, all right, if he says it's eight, I'm not going to argue. But, you know, I kind of have that nostalgia by having all nine planets.
I think the difference might be is Donald Trump did not really come up with a reason to redefine the Gulf of Mexico technically. And so Pluto, the planet, was redefined as not having the characteristics that the other eight planets had. I don't remember the specifics, but it was about redefining what a planet is. And if that's the case, Pluto, you're out. So I think that might be the difference. I mean, Donald Trump, again, this was an ego move by Donald Trump. And, you know, I mean, you can respond to that if you want to. I choose to call it the Gulf of Mexico. But again, I'm not going to go out of my way to call it the Gulf of Mexico to make a point, because I'm going to just do what I always do, which is, hey, went to Pensacola, met my family there. We had just a great time. And, man, my grandkids loved swimming in the Gulf. That's it. I mean, you don't have to say the Gulf of Mexico, because it's not going to be like the Gulf of, I don't know, there are other gulfs. It's not like, oh, well, yeah, it was the Gulf of Mexico and not this other gulf. No, you don't have to distinguish it, because it's just the Gulf. All right, you got a comment? Oaken Heart Jewelers, talking text line 504-260-1870. On this day in 1955... Disneyland opened up in Anaheim, California. There was a parade live on ABC, and Walt Disney himself introduced the new group of young performers, the Mouseketeers, who starred in an upcoming show, The Mickey Mouse Club. You know, everybody loved Annette, and, you know, Annette was cute, but she wasn't my pick, you know? I liked Cheryl, and I don't know, there were a couple of others that I liked better. And I still couldn't figure out the relationship between Jimmy and Cubby. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on
Pinio. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
So minor league baseball teams have been using it, and I believe they used it in the All-Star game, the Major League Baseball All-Star game the other night. It's called the Automated Ball Strike System, the ABS, the Automatic Ball Strike System. And what they do is they're using, kind of like with instant replay, they're using this ability to go back and check, was it really a ball or was it really a strike? And they've got the strike box there, and you could go back and say if the umpire calls it a ball and you really felt like it was a strike, you could challenge it, and then they would show in the video whether or not it was a ball or a strike. Do you like the idea of that? Now, I respect that human error is always part of sports, but if we can get it right, I don't think there's anything wrong with getting it right. And I don't have a problem with this, but I know some people do. If there's something that can accurately challenge some of these officials, some of these umpires who seem like they need seeing eye dogs, some of them, there are key strikes that were not called at times that it really could affect the outcome of a game. So, I'm all for the automated ball strike system. We can maybe talk about this more tomorrow afternoon. All right, let's go to Baron. Baron, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
I agree. There was no reason to change the name. But, you know, Mexico is in South America. We have North America, Central America, and then South America.
Well, Mexico's so part of Mexico. I guess Mexico's actually part of North America because it's Mexico, it's North America, then Central America, then South America. So this is part of
correct.
The North America.
You're correct. So, I mean, in actuality, I don't know why they called it the Gulf of Mexico. I always called it all my whole life. You know that also, and it's not nothing. You know?
Well, I think it goes back to the 1500s. So Baron, going back to the 1500s, and obviously, America was not really discovered yet. It was discovered. America was discovered, but it wasn't developed. I mean, the Pilgrims didn't arrive until the 1600s. So, there was a legitimate reason why this was called the Gulf of Mexico by those who discovered it before America became America. And, again, you can find conflicting reports, but two out of three said that Mexico has more of a coastline.
It doesn't really matter. I actually been to Lynyrd Skynyrd's few of their concerts.
Yeah, did you enjoy it?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
I have one of their tapes. Do you remember that they came out with a new album? And they were flying to New Orleans. And that's when they got killed in that plane crash.
Yeah, they were going to Baton Rouge, but they were coming in this direction, yeah.
Correct, yeah. And on that album that they came out, and I don't remember what the name is, it had Fire behind them. Do you
yes.
remember that?
Yes, I do remember that.
And then
they
changed the background of it.
Yeah.
They came out with the album with a different one.
Yeah, they wanted to change that. Yeah, Lynyrd Skynyrd, classic. And a lot of younger generations, Baron, don't know this, but, Lynyrd Skynyrd was all part of the Southern rock, in the same way that different subgenres have dominated music, and rock music was dominated in the 70s, early 70s, by Southern rock and Marshall Tucker Band and Charlie Daniels Band and Lynyrd Skynyrd and Wet Willie and Allman Brothers, all those bands.
Been to all of them. I got all their concerts, shirts,
awesome.
Everything.
Well, you like good music, Baron.
I certainly do.
All right.
But it doesn't bother me that they change the name or whatever.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'll go fishing in the Gulf.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, yeah, I know. Where are you going fishing? I'm going fishing in the Gulf of Mexico. No, people don't say that. They say, I'm going fishing in the Gulf. Hey, you want to charter a boat? You want to go to the Gulf of Mexico? Because there's no other Gulf nearby. It's not like you have to distinguish the Gulf of Mexico. You just say the Gulf.
The only thing that I say is, possibly it should be called the Gulf of America, because we have the North America, Central America, and South America, yeah. And that's the biggest continents that are surrounding the Gulf.
All right. Well, Baron, I do appreciate the call, man. Glad you're listening to our show, and glad you like good music. Robert in Mandeville. Robert, I got time for a fast comment from you.
Yeah, hey, Scoot.
Hey, Robert.
Yeah, hey, Scoot. That caller right ahead of me actually just kind of said what I was going to say. I know that Trump, it's an ego move for him to call it the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah.
And I also know that Mexico's got a lot of old history that, you know, it deserves to be called the Gulf of Mexico. But I have thought the same thing as that previous caller, that you have South America, Central America, and North America. And if you really wanted it to call the Gulf of the Americas, I would get that.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, the Gulf of Mexico doesn't touch South America. I mean, I'm not looking at a map right now. Central America, see, Mexico touches the Gulf of Mexico, but I think Central America, I think that's the Caribbean. I think it's the Caribbean or the Caribbean. That's another one. Caribbean, Caribbean. I say Caribbean, but a lot of people say Caribbean. I think that's the Caribbean touches the northern part of South America and Central America. Again, I'm not looking at a map, but that's my recollection of all of this. All right, got to get to a break here. On this day in 1968, on the SOTA calendar, the animated movie Yellow Submarine, inspired by the Beatles' music, was premiering in London. It was a psychological fantasy, and the Beatle characters were actually spoken by, not the Beatles, spoken by actors. Those are not the Beatles. Those are actors speaking those parts in the Yellow Submarine. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. That's right. We are almost to the weekend. Tomorrow is Free For All Friday, and look, I'm looking out of the studio windows right now. It's partly cloudy. This day, I think we were supposed to have a 70% chance, 80% chance of rain, and it did not turn out to be a big rain day. Now, some of you to the south and west of us are going to get some rain from the system, but this turned out to be a real shoo-shoo for our area. Sports Talk with Mike Dettillier and Steve Geller coming up next. If you haven't done it yet, please join me on Substack. That's where I'm posting videos, and I love your comments. And you can subscribe by going to Substack, download the Substack app, and just search Scoot on the Air. Subscribe and join me. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, studio producer Coleman, market manager Dan Barron, news anchor Ian Ozan, traffic with Corey DP, and I thank you for being part of the show. I'm Scoot. Have a great afternoon. Love you, New Orleans.
Hey, guys. Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.